So the land issue is a very important one. You got a little upset with me a couple of days ago when I spoke about the Greenpoint Common, which, by the way, now is a heritage site, the Rondebosch Common. And then that discussion moved on to open spaces around the Western Cape and giving professional people who don't earn a lot of salaries, the people you rely on, giving them access to that open space so they can be close to the CBD, to be close to the work, the services that they provide you and your family. Then there's the issue of farming and land in general. And you and I agree that land was stolen from people. But what happens next is taking that land away without any compensation really the way to go. It is the big debate in South Africa today. You've got your opinions on it. I'd love to hear your opinions on that as well. And the latest, Australia now saying, well, we'll see if we can fast track applications from white South African farmers. And the South African government has criticized Australian Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton's offer to fast track those visas, saying that his comments on the supposed threat to their lives and land were sad and regrettable. The question then is, what's the South African government doing to deal with those perceptions? And the answer is very little. So to talk to you about these issues, Professor Ben Cousins, National Research Chair at PLAS, the Institute for Poverty, Land and Agrarian Studies at UWC. Professor Cousins, good morning. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Kino. Thank you.
It's a complicated issue, sets of issues, and let's focus in on farmland in particular, and specifically the offer made by the Australians. Well, not really an offer. They were saying they're going to look at fast-tracking the visas of white South African farmers. Problematic?
I think it indicates a misunderstanding of the South African situation. And, of course, he's not the only one. Many South Africans, many white farmers, and many others amongst the white population are, I think, entering into a kind of panic around imminent expropriation without compensation, and I don't think with any real basis. I think we have to listen very carefully to the signals coming from the political sphere, and it seems as though President Ramaphosa is, in his speech last night in Parliament, his reply to questions, was saying that expropriation without compensation will be only used in those situations where it is appropriate, and that will be only one mechanism for acquiring land. And it may not be necessary to alter the constitution. So I was a bit taken aback when the ANC elective conference decided on this expropriation without compensation. But I think since then, various statements have clarified the fact that we're not talking about nationalization of land. Of course, the EFF is, but I don't think the ANC is. And I think we're talking about new attention to land reform. So I think that the panic is a little bit unnecessary. I don't think white farmers need to start applying for visas for Australia. And I think white farmers should, in fact, be saying, what can we do to help land reform become effective and sustainable? And I think there is a role for them there.
But, Professor, you're close to this issue, right? You informed from a certain perspective. Some farmers sitting out there hears what's happening on the news, listens to Julius Malema and friends sing all these fancy songs that they sing aimed at them. And you can't blame them for having this particular perception, though, because you and I might be in the know, but a lot of other people are just getting along, doing their business, getting on with their lives, and then they hear all of this and they go, but hold on. Even in Cyril Ramaphosa's comments, he was not absolutely clear about it. And in particular, Section 25B of that constitution, if it does get amended, Cyril Ramaphosa is not going to be president for a very long time. And the EFF might even get in there. Then what?
Look, I agree that the government, the ANC government, is not communicating clearly enough about this issue. And they need to do so urgently, because this is affecting perceptions of South Africa. It's affecting investors' perceptions and so on. And we do need clarity as soon as possible. And if the ANC doesn't do that, then the EFF will grab the initiative and run with it, make political hay, and they will be the beneficiaries in terms of growing their support. So I think it's urgent that government grasp this nettle and come forward with much clearer proposals about how and when they might conceive of expropriation, with what degree of compensation, and how this relates to a wider land reform program that is coherent and is likely to be effective. I think it's an urgent issue.
No, indeed, indeed. And perception is reality unless you deal with the key issues from a communication and action point of view as well. So having something like this lingering on, I've got to say, Professor, there are lots of people out there who would say, actually, don't blame the farmers for feeling that way. It's a bit like sitting in a business. You're doing a great job. Your contract's up for renewal 2 months before. You're supposed to have been told that this is going to happen, and they don't tell you. It's human nature to feel, oops, I've got to kick into survival mode to make sure that I can still put food on the table for myself and the family.
Yes, but you know, Cyril Ramaphosa said an interesting thing last night. He said he'd been approached by a white farmer to say, yes, we need to do this, and I'm prepared to come and help you. I was in Zimbabwe for many years, working in the land reform sector, before coming home to South Africa. There's an interesting development in 1998-99 in Zimbabwe. After the very first small-scale land invasion started, white farmers suddenly woke up and said, you know what, we've got a problem. We better be seen to be part of the solution. And they started to offer to donate land free of charge, that is, excess land on their farms that they're not using, the kind of case that President Ramaphosa was talking about last night. And they saw that they had to be perceived in a particular way to be to remain safely in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, it was too little, too late. They'd been resisting land reform for 20 years.
Absolutely.
And they were perceived to be on the wrong side. And I think farmers here in South Africa, particularly in their association, AgriSA, realize that this is the case. And they've been trying to say, listen, we can help with this. And unfortunately, they haven't had a partner in government. Now is the time for farming community to come forward proactively with potential solutions. That is the best way, the most creative way to respond to this current uncertainty.
Absolutely, and it's not. This is not only limited to farms. If that type of attitude had to permeate its way into society, into our neighborhoods, into people who've got access to certain skills and can pay it forward to assist others to try and make this country a better place, we will essentially help this economy and ourselves.
I agree with you.
Professor Ben Cousins, what a pleasure chatting to you, and I want to thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Gaynor.